Physicists, just as horse trainers, may be right or wrong in their judgments, but they are not merely enjoying themselves. They often are enjoying themselves, but that is not the whole purpose of their aesthetic judgments. This comparison raises more questions than it answers. First, what is a beautiful theory? What are the characteristics of physical theories that give us a sense of beauty? A more difficult question, why does the physicist's sense of beauty work when it does work? The stories told in the previous chapter illustrated the rather spooky fact that something as personal and subjective as our sense of beauty helps us not only to invent physical theories, but even to judge the validity of theories. Why are we blessed with such aesthetic insight? The effort to answer the question raises another question that is even more difficult, although perhaps it sounds trivial. What is it that the physicists want to accomplish? What is a beautiful theory? The curator of a large American art museum once became indignant at my use of the word beauty in connection with physics. He said that in his line of work, professionals have stopped using this word because they realize how impossible it is to define. Long ago, the physicist and mathematician Henri Poincaré admitted that it may be very hard to define mathematical beauty, but that is just as true of beauty of all kinds. I will not try to define beauty any more than I would try to define love or fear. You do not define these things. You know them when you feel them. Later, after the fact, you may sometimes be able to say a little to describe them, as I will try to do here. By the beauty of a physical theory, I certainly do not mean merely the mechanical beauty of its symbols on the printed page. The metaphysical poet Thomas Traherne took pains that his poems should make pretty patterns on the page, but this is no part of the business of physics. I should also distinguish the sort of beauty I'm talking about here from the quality that mathematicians and physicists sometimes call elegance. An elegant proof, or calculation, is one that achieves a powerful result with a minimum of irrelevant complication. It is not important for the beauty of a theory that its equations should have elegant solutions. The equations of general relativity are notoriously difficult to solve, except in the simplest situations, but this does not detract from the beauty of the theory itself. Einstein has been quoted as saying that scientists should leave elegance to tailors. Simplicity is part of what I mean by beauty, but it is a simplicity of ideas, not simplicity of a mechanical sort that can be measured by counting equations or symbols. Both Einstein's and Newton's theories of gravitation involve equations that tell us the gravitational forces produced by any given amount of matter. In Newton's theory,